All right, well then that gets us into the third lesson. We're not going to have time to get into too much detail. And I actually want to note if you bring up that handout and lesson number three. Again, this is a New Testament chronology, and it's actually a bit more extensive. It has to be because it covers a much longer period of time than that of the life of Jesus. So we're going to be covering more material. It may take us 2 weeks to get through this, but we're not going to try to be detailed in our study of these things. And in actuality, I haven't completely finished the... Sorry about that. I have the title up and it's not showing. I don't have the entirety of the overhead prepared. I've got the first 11 slides that are mentioned in the first section of that. So you'll notice down lower, the slides are not there to correlate with what we're going to be talking about. So we'll just have to add those as we go on, and we'll make notations as we continue in. But regardless, what we have here, again, is an attempt to correlate the biblical and historical data in the first section of our study, and then a summary of those dates. And most of the time will be spent in the first section rather than the second section, because the second section will simply be the application of what we've looked at in the beginning. But you'll notice that there are a number of biblical events and or individuals that are mentioned in the first section of this. And you'll notice that the book of Acts is where they are from where they are taken. And again, there are other things that we're going to allude to as we get through our study. You'll notice at the very bottom of the page, the very last line in the cell, last cell of that table, it says that 96 AD was when the book of Revelation was written. And I recognize that there are some differences with regard to when the book of Revelation is written. But if you take the late date, which is during the time of the Emperor Domitian, that is accepted by a good portion of biblical scholars with regard to the day in which, or the year in which the book was written. You find that all the New Testament books were written between 45 and 96 AD, and it could rightly be said that at the close of that final book, the book of Revelation, is when we find the close of New Testament history. That's you can't write about history that hadn't happened yet, other than in prophecy, and of course the book of Revelation deals with that some. But as far as the events which transpired, it is contained within the confines of that time frame. The first events, of course, were the precursors to Christ's birth, and then the final events would be the culmination of the New Testament writings. And again, we'll just use that day to throw that out right now, AD 96, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as time goes on. Well, when we look at that, we find from Acts the second chapter, which is the events that surrounded the beginning of the kingdom of Christ. And again, we made note of the fact that that took place in AD 30. And if we use that date, which was the Pentecost that followed the Passover in which Jesus was crucified. The word Penta meaning 50, and it was referring to 50 days following the Passover. That was the Feast of Pentecost, which would be AD 30. And then you go down to the very last event, which is in Acts 28 and verse 30, in which the Apostle Paul spent 2 years in prison in Rome, which we will, if you'll look down in the summary of dates in the table, which we will put at AD 61 to 63. That what we find is a period of about 33 years or so that is taken up in the study of the book of Acts. And again, we will allude to certain other things as we draw our period of time in this study to a close. But we're going to, for the next weeks, begin a discussion of the book of Acts. And we'll be talking about that time frame from about AD 30 to AD 63. And then we'll just have an addendum where we will, at the end of that, in a lesson or two, deal with the dates that will follow the Apostle Paul's imprisonment in Rome, that is the final event, which took place in Acts chapter 28. So keep those things in mind. Okay, now, having said that, you will notice that as we get into the New Testament chronology, that there are a number, again, of events and individuals that are mentioned in the book of Acts. that we have some correlation to. Some we've already talked about in the biblical chronology of Jesus. But others that will be new. And what we do is we go find all those events. We find all of those people. And we see if we can find secular data which corroborates again what the Bible has to say. Again, as we go do that, one of the things that is important to note is that there are no contradictions. Just as there were not in the chronology of Jesus and the correlation of that with historical data, which is faith building. It's not the basis of our faith, but it is certainly something that is encouraging to us if we see that there are no contradictions. There are some things that that the secular history just doesn't fill in the blanks about. And so we can't make any conclusions with regard to that other than the fact that they just haven't uncovered what the Bible has to say about it. Just because there's no secular corroboration of what the Bible has to say, it does not in any way give us pause to doubt the veracity of what the Bible says. And the reason for that, again, is because of all the instances, all the times in which it does show itself to be verifiable and to be reliable. But there are a number of things that we can allude to. First of all, we find, again, the day of Pentecost. And we're not going to have time to go through most of these. We're just going to begin them in the bell ring just a moment. But let's at least look at the first couple. Again, Jesus died AD 30. And Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2 reveal that the church was established less than 2 months later on the day of Pentecost. We've already alluded to that. So, again, if you go to the book of Luke, what you find... in fact, go ahead and do that with me very quickly. Just go to the last chapter of the book of Luke. And you'll notice in verses 50 through 52, this man Luke refers to the last event in his gospel. He refers to a conversation that he had with his disciples. And then at the end of that conversation, he led them out as far as Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. It came to pass that while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And so we find the ascension as the last thing spoken in the book of Luke. Now, if you go over to the first chapter of the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, as he gives a prologue to his discussion of the establishment of the kingdom, he says in verse 1 of chapter 1, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after suffering by many infallible proofs." And so he says, I told you about Jesus up until the time he was ascended into heaven. Now in verse 4, he picks up with that same event where he's talking to his disciples right before his ascension. And his conversation is recorded in verses 4 through 8 with the disciples. Then in verse 9 it says, while he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel who said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." So here we find the exact same event being reestablished at the beginning of the book of Acts. And then, in verse 12 of the text, they returned to Jerusalem and they waited there, tarried there, for 10 days until the day of Pentecost, as God had promised. It was on that day of Pentecost that the kingdom would come with power. And on that day of Pentecost, they were all with one accord in one place, Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. And suddenly there came the sound from heaven as of the rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house they were sitting. There appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them. They began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, being filled with the Holy Spirit. So here we find... without a gap, for a certainty, we know that after his ascension into heaven, about 40 days after his resurrection from the dead, that for 10 days they tarried in Jerusalem in accord or behest of his command, and then he fulfilled his promise with regard to the establishment of the kingdom. So we have without a break a continuation of the New Testament history segueing into the establishment of the kingdom and the Acts of the Apostles. In Acts chapter 1 and following. So, we can know for a certainty that the church was established on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Jesus. And again, dates, no, we'll not be dogmatic about that, but we can certainly be dogmatic about the occasion of the establishment of the church in the kingdom. So we will pick up again with this slide and begin a discussion of this in our study next week. And I think that we will probably spend 2 weeks in discussing the New Testament chronology before we get into a verse study, or not a verse study, but an overview, historical overview of the book of Acts itself. And so we'll begin a discussion of the book of Acts itself in a couple of weeks' time. And I would encourage you, again, preparatory to that, to spend some time in reading that book several times. Read through the 28 chapters several times in preparation for that. Thank you very much for your kind attention.